The sunlight filtering through the leafy canopy overhead had become noticeably dimmer by the time they came within sight of the X-Wing. "Now where?" Luke asked R2. "I hope you're not going to tell me that all you were picking up was our own ship." R2 swiveled his dome back around, trilling a decidedly indignant denial. His sensor plate turned slightly to point directly at the cave. Luke swallowed hard. "You sure?" The droid trilled again. "You're sure," Luke said. For a minute, he just looked across through the mists at the cave, indecision swirling through his mind. There was no genuine need for him to go in there. Of that much he was certain. Whatever it was R2 had detected, it would not be anything Yoda had left behind. Not in there. But then, what was it? Leia had referred to a bip-fashy dark Jedi who'd come here. Could it be something of his? Luke gritted his teeth. "Stay here, R2," he instructed the droid as he started across to the cave. "I'll be back as soon as I can." Fear and anger, Yoda had often warned him, were the slaves of the dark side. Vaguely, Luke wondered which side curiosity served. Up close, the tree straddling the cave looked as evil as he remembered it. Twisted, dark, and vaguely brooding. As if it was itself alive with the dark side of the Force. Perhaps it was. Luke couldn't tell for sure. Not with the overwhelming emanations of the cave flooding his senses. It was clearly the source of the low-level pressure he'd felt ever since his arrival on Dagobah. And for a moment, he wondered why the effect had never been this strong before. Perhaps because Yoda had always been here before, his presence shielding Luke from the true strength of the cave's power. But now Yoda was gone, and Luke was facing the cave alone. He took a deep breath. "I am a Jedi," he reminded himself firmly. Slipping his comlink from his belt, he thumbed it on. "R2, you copy?" The comlink trilled back. "Okay, I'm starting in. Give me a signal when I get close to whatever it is you're picking up." He got an affirmative-sounding beep. Returning the comlink to his belt, he drew his lightsaber. Taking another deep breath, he ducked under the gnarled tree roots and stepped into the cave. This, too, was as bad as he remembered it. Dark, dank, alive with skittering insects and slimy plants. It was generally as unpleasant a place as Luke had ever been in. The footing seemed more treacherous than it had been before. And twice in the first dozen steps, he nearly fell on his face as the ground gave way beneath his weight. Not badly, but enough to throw him off balance. Through the mists ahead, a well-remembered spot loomed, and he found himself gripping his lightsaber all the more tightly as he neared it. On this spot, once, he'd fought a nightmare battle with a shadowy, unreal Darth Vader. He reached the place and stopped, fighting back the fear and memories. But this time, to his relief, nothing happened. No hissing breath came from the shadows. No dark lord glided forward to confront him. Nothing.